Alright everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and I'm back with another video. Got Dead Penetration here. We're doing the Grim Articles and Rants show. So, first of all, let's start with a little bit of a rant. We gotta talk a little bit about the Chris Chan shit. Obviously he just got arrested. I saw it coming. Usually when you have sex with your 81-year-old mother, that usually results in arrest. It's an incest charge of the state of Virginia. Ethan Ralph claims, well, it is claimed by Noel that Ethan Ralph basically was trying to get Noel into confessing that he encouraged Chris Chan to have sex with his mother, which I really don't believe is the case. However, you know, from listening to Nick's show and hearing what Noel had to say, I didn't get any of that. But Bella, whoever Bella was, I gotta agree with Nick. She totally gets the fucking wall. Even though the information that Bella turned over to the authorities is what got Chris Chan arrested and finally would put mental health into his life. It's a good thing that finally something's going to be done about this that the parents would never have considered because of their, like, extremely religious beliefs. You know, it was one of those things where they valued religion over mental health. And yeah, that was the main issue there, because I mean, the story of Chris Chan is just completely fucking bonkers. Anybody that knows it, you know, he started out drawing Sonichu comics, and he was trolled by people pretending to be fake girls on the internet for years and years and years. He started the basis of the Kiwi Farms website. It's crazy. He was like the internet's first big lolcow, and now he's like almost 40 years old, believes that he is like a god. It's like he wants to call himself, oh yeah, trans by the way too, so it's like Christina Sonichu or something, I don't know. Anyway, one of the things that I did notice from the whole Chris Chan thing is that he is into the occult. I mean, there's no doubt about it. Tarot cards and all that stuff. And one thing about the occult, having been a student of the occult for many years, is that I can say that there is a lot of androgyny in it. Obviously, when I was in occult groups, you would see a lot related to David Bowie and how he was often androgynous. He would wear women's clothes and wigs and things like that. And it was about embracing the divine feminine, which you can definitely tell Chris Chan was into, because that's kind of what Noel alluded to when he was talking to Nick. That dude was all into the divine feminine and being a woman and all that kind of stuff. So that's one thing that, yeah, I guess I can understand. A lot of people in the occult actually do seem to roll along that trans path. And that's, and again, that goes with the whole occult thing. Because again, if you have a whole, like, philosophy that's based around androgyny. I mean, you can even see this in, like, Digital Devil Saga. At the very end of Digital Devil Saga, the main character becomes an androgynous male and female mix. I know that's a super fucking spoiler for the game, but when you're fighting God at the end of the game, you become this male and female balanced thing. Like, that's the literal thing. And that's, again, part of the occult. It had a lot to do with mixing the male and the female together. And that's why a lot of these people, like men would go trans and women would go trans. It's all about trying to mix the two together and kind of have a balance between them. And that's where you see the issues here, like what I've seen with Chris Chan. Because again, he was all into that kind of stuff. Pretty heavy into it, it seems. And I'm not saying that that is what is responsible, because again, Noel said it was the anime that may have inspired him, Now, the anime is not like... Noel hates anime. He said Noel thinks anime is just absolutely terrible. Yeah, I understand why you would think that because of how it did affect Chris Chan. And the fact that Chris Chan does believe in this theory that all worlds of fiction exist in reality. Like that... Now, this is not something that is new. There's a... Like even Nick said, there's a whole philosophy of this. So basically every... fiction that somebody writes has like a place where it actually exists, like they're writing it into existence. I mean, Alan Moore talked about this. Yeah, it's pretty deep occult stuff, and there's nothing wrong with that. But it's like I said, if you believe you're going to be Darth Vader after you die, and like you polish your helmet and all that stuff, and even like in the old day, like old ancient times, where a king was often buried in, like, you know, maybe a warrior outfit because he believed that he was going to die and fight this big war when he died in the afterlife. That has happened before. But the problem is, dude, you're still Dave at Kinko's. Like, that's the thing. Like, even if all this is true, and you're gonna be Batman in your next life, and you know, that's fine. They can bury you in the cape and cowl, but for now, you still gotta be grounded in reality, and you have to realize that all of these things that are fantastical are, you know, very unlikely in the real world. They're not things that happen. Very often. We have a very strange world, but it's not that strange. I haven't quite seen, you know, dragons and robots. Well, I've seen robots, but I haven't seen, like, you know, Mega Man here robot fighting stuff. I haven't seen that yet. But again, yeah, that's the difference between knowing whether to separate fantasy from reality. And in Chris Chan's case, he could not do that. Matter of fact, it got to such a point in level of his autism that trolls would get things from Chris Chan by basically threatening to destroy his fictional area. You know, the fictional world that he created in the Sonichu comic books, he believed existed in reality where he was the mayor. So, he basically believes, the people would say, well, we're going to bomb and we're going to nuke this place if you don't do this. And he would literally give them a switch and a whole bunch of fucking games. This is literally shit that happened. Now, in light of recent allegations... again, he has been arrested. Obviously, there's pictures all over the internet now. Ethan, again, was going to record evidence of, apparently, I mean, I don't believe that's actually true, but that Noel was trying to goad him into having sex with his mother, which doesn't even sound, feasible from what Noel stated, as Noel was basically trying to be a good internet dad and trying to teach him the value of a dollar. Just things like that. It didn't seem like he would be... And even Noel said that he killed the GoFundMe that they were going to start so he could go to BronyCon and all that shit. Because nobody's really going to want to deal with this anymore. I mean, the thing is, I listen to audio. Me and Drexel both. We listen to audio that pretty much details... the fact that what this guy said he was doing, everything, all the moves that he was making, were legitimate. He was definitely trying to have sex with his mother. And, I mean, he admitted, he said, well, my father could never find her G-spot. Just really ridiculous, fucking horrible, degenerate shit. You know, it's like where Drex is like, you know, the degeneracy. Yeah, it's that kind of fucking degeneracy,
I think,
you know,
folks.
A
little more than degeneracy.
No, that's degeneracy.
Mental
right
illness.
There. Yeah, that's degeneracy. That's fucking degeneracy. That's like we fuck around and joke about degeneracy. I mean, that's what I actually call in the realm of depravity.
Now,
and at first,
a lot of his beliefs and transgender, it seems like I feel
it has a lot to do with
goes with the other, like I've never seen a transgender that had mental issues, it seems like.
Well, yeah, and
if they say they don't, listen to them a couple of minutes.
Yeah, well, also, you gotta keep in mind, according to Noel, Chris Chan is apparently the best example of a trans person he's ever seen, because, again, this is a person that really considers himself close to that divine feminine, and, you know, they just do not feel as though they should have ever been a man to begin with. And, I mean, that's a very super ultra rare thing. Biology is what it is, and even Noel will admit, I'm not going to call him by her or anything like that, because biology is what it is. He said, you know, he'll say, yeah, that's the best case I've ever seen, but biology is still biology. Even if the person makes the cut, they're still a man to begin with. You know, I know some people may be upset about that, but no, I mean, that's just biology. I'm sorry, you can't change your fucking biology. Even Noel's gonna admit that.
I mean, a cow now, can't be a chicken no matter how much it wants to be.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know how, like, I don't know how much, like, Noel was obviously really tired, and he said he didn't even want to listen to the audio. And he said to Nick, he said, I know what it says. I've read the transcripts. I don't want to listen to that shit. I mean, and you know, and you listen to what Noel says. Of course, what people say and what they do is a completely different thing. But if you listen to what he says in that conversation, you can clearly state or tell that Noel was not interested in trying to make Chris Chan do this thing with his mom, okay? You can clearly tell. It's like, I don't want to listen to that. He's like, I've read a little bit. I know what it says. He's like, I really just want to go to bed. You know? And of course, he's got his own legal issues, which I'm not even aware of personally. I was going to talk to Ken about this, but Ken says he's not even really familiar with the whole Chris Chan thing, even though people have wanted him to do it multiple times. So, since he's not that familiar with it, you know, it's really hard for me to talk about it. However, there was a doll situation with Chris Chan, and this was many years ago. No, these weren't Phil's dolls. These were the old school She's Inflatable dolls. He had a bunch of them. And basically, one of the issues, you know, because I was talking to a friend that actually met him, by the way. He didn't actually meet him. He got close enough to see him in person, but he said he didn't actually want to go up to the guy because he smelled so bad. Yeah, he smelled just really bad. This guy I know plays in heavy metal bands and stuff. He said, yeah, he said, I've met the guy, or basically saw the guy in person, and I wanted to kind of talk to him, but he smelled so bad, I didn't even want to be around him. And he's like, basically, he said, look, the doll seems like it would be a good idea. And of course, yes, he's had dolls in the past. However, the issue with Chris Chan is that he doesn't have any, it doesn't seem like he knows how to keep anything clean. And he would just, I mean, we're talking about a guy that drinks his own semen in cups of Fanta. Okay, so this dude's got some really fucked up shit going on.
Sounds like that's the theme of the episodes, really fucked up people.
Yeah, well, it's just this is all the same guy.
Chris Chan.
This is all Chris Chan. Dude, he's the most documented person.
Like a tranny.
No. This is the same. Well, now it's called Christina Chandler or whatever, but. Because
he also likes Friends.
Oh, Christina shit. Chandler Sonichu is what they're gonna fucking go by. They changed the last name to Sonichu. Yeah. It's pretty crazy. It's all pretty crazy. He would also freeze his sperm in like ice cube trays and drink it like a iced. Yeah. Oh my god. It's so fucked up.
Trans is the least of I don't see how that's the most well-documented case.
No. He's the most well-documented person in history, in human history. Because he's literally got a 60-part series on everything from the very beginning. And there's arcs. There's literal arcs, like an anime, for this guy. There was this saga, and then there was that saga. So I'm mainly talking about the sex doll saga. That was the one I was like, that would work for him because he made out passionately with these plastic little things. But the main issue with Chris Chan is that, and Noel admitted to this. Noel said, I'm getting tired of helping him because there's so many trolls that are vying for his attention. And they do that because he's like an endless mine for lolcal. He's a lolcal and they want to continue to milk him. They want to continue to milk him for as much as they possibly can because that's what they get off on. They enjoy that. So Noel, that's actually, according to what the testimony was on Nick's show, Noel's actually trying to help him. But everybody else is like, well, we want you to do this. We want, you know, they keep wanting to get his attention by pretending to be girls and pretend, because, you know, he values females so much. The guy's the biggest simp in the fucking world.
So he's trans, but he's likes women.
Yes, he's a lesbian trans, yeah. He likes women so much he wants one, he wants to be one. So, it's one of those really weird situations. I mean,
sounds counterproductive to me.
Yeah, he's just all about it. It's really crazy. This guy just...
I think up is down and nothing makes sense in his world.
Yeah, nothing makes sense. He's got his own reality, but the thing is,
it's going to change
because...
Don't be too surprised.
We're going in
a couple of months. He's like, oh, I'm not trans at all. I'm a fighter jet.
I don't know. He's been trans for a long time. Matter of fact, they said that he was trans before a lot of other people were. He was one of those people that was cross-dressing and doing it long before it became even popular. So this is something that he's had. Yeah, this is something.
If that's the case, then he's been around over 100 years.
Well, you know what I'm talking about. Before it became popular. It wasn't popular always.
Oh, it was popular. You just didn't hear about it.
Well, no, that's what I mean.
Hung for it.
Well, that's what I mean. It wasn't all over the world like it is now. And what I'm saying is that he was doing it hardcore even back in the day. So that's one of the things that is a little different, according to what Noel said. Now, this guy, I don't know. I mean, there's just so much crazy shit that you can talk about. He's the most documented person on the internet. Apparently, he got to the point where he was fucking the air and just all kinds of crazy shit. I'm kind
of
glad you haven't. But yeah, it's absolutely terrible. And even people have read the Sonichu comics online. It's just, yeah, it's really fucking bad. He drew that shit in crayon. It's just, I don't know. But you know, the guy actually had fans, which is crazy. And he would actually get commissioned drawings where he would do like, what, $40 an art piece or something. However, because of all the shit that happened with him, you know, taking advantage of a dementia, possibly dementia-riddled woman. This is what Nick was trying to figure out, the legalities of the case, especially in Virginia. They said because he has autism, there is something that Nick did look up, and they said that they could end up giving him probation for the act, but of course he would have to have therapy, and he would have to abstain from, you know, certain substances if he did or didn't use them. But, you know, obviously any kind of similar act would result in, you know, jail time. They're not fucking playing. But however, he said there's a weird possibility where the state of Virginia might just want to get the fuck rid of this family and throw his ass in jail. And they might. I mean, they have a case. If she said it was non-consensual, or I mean, but if she went and said, yeah, he was autistic and I didn't want it, but you know, something like that, then the court may see differently because of his autism. However, if it was, you know, if they find signs that she was riddled with dementia and didn't know what was going on, oh yeah, he's going up the river. The end of the Chris Chan saga will happen, because unless somebody's gonna fucking follow him in jail, which I don't know, these trolls might literally do that. It's over. I mean, that's
say, how much
and I of say
a good excuse is the autism thing for fucking your mother.
Well, according to what Nick read, according to the law, it is very excusable.
Well, yeah, to the law, but I'm just saying.
To the law. Well, the thing is,
an excuse for.
Oh yeah, well, I know that. But I mean, well, and that's what Drexel was saying. Drexel had a point. Drexel was like, exactly how autistic is this guy? And, because he said he's doing all these things. He's like, surely he's not that bad. You know, I just think the guy has his own fucking world that he lives in, and it's so fucking bizarre. I mean, it's like I said, Chris Chan doesn't give a fuck about what anybody thinks. However, when it comes to the, you know, incest, yeah, that's a crime punishable. Especially taking advantage of the elderly, which is just as bad as taking advantage of a child.
Yeah,
you can't do that either. And that is definitely going to get him in some deep water. I mean, the police arrested him. I mean, again, Ethan was just trying to get some information, and it turns out that they arrested him straight up. I mean, the police just literally saw him and arrested him, found him in that parking lot he'd been staying at, because he's been removed from the residence. He's not allowed back at the residence. So, he's going to spend some time in jail. And honestly, I hope, you know, this is probably what needs to happen. Because therapy needed to be in this. Therapy and psychology and mental health needed to be in this person's life at least 15 years ago. There's no reason that it should have gotten this crazy. And now that the internet is a completely different animal than it was back in the days of 4chan, you know, we're seeing things like this actually happen in real time. You know, back in the early days of 4chan, you didn't really have all the social media and stuff that we have now where you can say, oh, here's the live video of, you know, Chris Chan getting arrested. You know, they actually have that now, so they were showing it to people. So, there's a lot that's gonna happen with this case, and I really do hope that he gets the help he needs and gets away from the trolls. One thing I really want, I know the internet trolls would hate this, but I hope the therapist and I hope the psychologist that works with him, because I know there will be one, I know they're gonna look at all the reports. All the crazy things. He's the most documented person on the internet. Somebody's going to go through that information. And when they find it, they're going to say, look, first of all, we're not going to allow you to have access to a home computer or any form of the internet. I know that some trolls will be like, no. I mean, but there's Movie Bob and there's other people that, you know, you can definitely milk for lulz. It's not going to be the end of the world. But this person in particular, which one of the oldest lolcals, it seems like their time has finally come as far as the end of the saga, the end of the degeneracy, the hardcore fucking degeneracy. I mean, that's goddamn hentai level shit. That's like, oh my god. It's like, I mean, I don't know. It's like Drexel was saying. It's always promoting, like, incest, these fucking porn sites. Like, it's always the stepbro or the stepmother. and all this shit like that.
I think psychologically,
it's not really good for. I mean, that stuff's not really good either.
No.
Like, I mean, one thing that he was saying is like, man, I'm just looking up
and all that. I can understand.
Well, that's just but even that is promoting incest. One thing that Drexel mentioned. This is very important. He said he'll be looking up just regular old straight porn. And all of a sudden, he's seeing all this gay stuff, all this... And it's stuff that's being suggested to him by the website. Huh. It's like...
I wonder what website...
No, just regular old Pornhub. He's saying that this stuff is that's just crazy. Being legitimately suggested to him all the time.
I wonder if it's like, oh, how far in the fucked up rabbit hole can you go?
Well, no, I don't know. What he's saying that they really shouldn't be doing that. They shouldn't be showing people, they shouldn't be suggesting people gay porn who do not want to see gay porn.
Yeah.
They shouldn't be suggesting people incest who do not want to see incest, have no desire in incest. I really think that something needs to come down hard on these companies to really prevent them. It's like, look, I don't want to see that. Don't show me that kind of content. You know, I don't know if there needs to be maybe a filter where you can do that. Because I know on like, because I know like on X Dumpster, you know, they have a fucking filter where you can say, oh, I don't want to see, because they have like bisexual, straight, and gay. And obviously, if you look at gay, you're going to see gay stuff. But you can go to straight, and you'll see only straight stuff. And I'm like, why doesn't Pornhub have that? Why doesn't all these other places have that? They need to start incorporating that more. Because, again, it can change people's brain activity. If you're exposing somebody to something over and over and over again, and they prove that with the Facebook people, like they were talking about, the people that were supposed to look at all the content on Facebook, you know, to flag it for harmful stuff, and they wound up traumatized and having to see therapists and all that stuff because it was just so bad.
Huh.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about here. That's a really bad situation. And I think it's something that needs to be remedied. I don't think that people should be just exposed to this kind of porn. And even, I mean, it doesn't matter if they're into it or not. Like, maybe it's stuff that they never needed to know about. You know, there's some people that never needed to know that fucking guys, you know, I mean, we know that goes on, but that doesn't mean we want to see it. That doesn't mean you want to see some of this crazy shit. It just tries to put you deeper and deeper down the rabbit hole of degeneracy. And that's how Koopa got into fucking goblin amputee porn, as he'll talk about. Yeah. He said, I just went further and further down the rabbit hole, and I ended up with goblin amputee porn.
Wow, that's like, interesting.
Oh, Jesus.
I'm telling you, just didn't know it existed.
Yeah, just didn't know it existed.
It's worth taking a look.
Oh, God.
Just a peek. But,
No, again, that's how you get into that weird fucking shit.
The more you can stay away from porn, probably the better.
Well, I don't have... I'm not against...
If you watch too much of it, obviously...
There's
a good chance that it's going to desensitize you to a certain extent.
In some ways, but I mean...
You know, they say a lot, some people, causes erectile dysfunction.
Oh, yeah, some people can. But what I am also saying is, since, you know, I'm all about the virtual stuff, I think, you know, but the thing about the virtual stuff is hopefully they have it where people can basically buy content that doesn't, you know... doesn't necessarily, like, it won't ask you to do other things. It'll basically be more tailored, like, if you want to buy, like, because we're getting into the era where men are making their own virtual women for VR things, and they're really, yeah, I mean, they're supposed to even get to the point where they replace, I think they will get to that point for some men where they will replace it, because they don't want the real thing. They're actually going to be happy with the replacement and what a lot of women are preferring with their vibrators and Sibian piston dildo things. There's literally women that said they don't, that no man can pleasure them because they've got
Probably because they use sex toys
And it'll eventually go to the point where that's what they'll prefer.
Yeah.
And obviously, you know, I mean... The idea of sex is to have children. So if they've already got children, you know, are they already, you know, who fucking cares at that point? You know, they, at this point, they're, a lot of them are just damaged goods. They're not going to be good in a relationship. So just go ahead and fucking do your thing. You know, just get that bag and bang your dildo or whatever the fuck you do. Just whatever. It doesn't matter at that point.
That's not what you want, and you want to make,
well, I mean, but that's, but that's not what they want.
The odds,
yeah, but that's not, but again, that's not what they, that's not, they're getting to the point where that's, they're not going to have one, because I mean, eventually they're going to get to the point where they're more interested, I mean, they're more interested in the AI. The AI is going to tell them what they want to hear, and that's just going to be how it will be for certain people.
I mean, not that being self-centered is a bad thing for some people, but I feel like it's a very,
well,
not only that, but it slowly deprives you of how to act.
Well, in social situations. Look, we're coming into a world where less and less social interactions are going to be a thing. It's going to be more AI servants and AI. I mean, that's just where we're headed. There's really no going back from that. However, there will still be people I think
for some people it might be, but
I don't know. I think it could be a larger, because we didn't ever believe how many people actually got cell phones. Well, we didn't believe how popular cell phones and dating sites are pretty much dead at this point. They're struggling. They're filled with bots. They're filled with people that are pretty much damaged.
Yeah.
They have a bunch of kids, and they have these really crazy requirements that not even they will... They'll never meet that person.
Oh, yeah.
They'll never meet that person.
But they do flood the market.
They flood the market. What they're going to get is they're going to get an alternative. They're going to end up with the alternative when the alternative is more viable for them. When they realize... And it has to hit their market. It has to hit their area. When other girls that they know say they like this AI husband better, this AI thing better, and it will happen. Because when it is able to do the teledildonic thing, and you've actually got a deepfakes guy of, I don't know, let's not use Chris Pratt. He's pretty base. But let's use, let's say, Jason Momoa might be a little base too, but let's say Jason Momoa. They got a guy that looks, acts like Jason Momoa, talks like him, interacts like him, and it's just believable enough that she can turn on, put on her headset, and she's sitting there chilling with Jason Momoa, and she can suck his dick or whatever. You know how many women will then be completely desensitized to Joe Ordinary? They're not gonna want Joe Ordinary. Oh, I can put my VR headset on and talk. And it will happen, because it's only gonna get better and better. Remember, Google... came out with something that actually beats the GPT 2 and 3 program, which are open source AI, and Google's program 1.6 trillion words. So that's going to get to the point where the literal dialogue will feel very much like talking to a real human being, and that's only going to get better and better and better. So it's going to be, I mean, it won't be completely perfect, but it's going to only get better. So when the deepfakes technology gets better, and the voice technology gets better, and the AI in general gets better, you're going to have this situation for both men and women, where these super fat women just fill themselves up with bonbons while they put on their VR headsets and talk with fucking Jason Momoa robot version. I mean, it's gonna fucking happen. That's where we're headed.
I mean, and you have those people, but, you know, women are just as much in competition to look good for each other as they are.
Yeah, I know that, but at the same time, I think that the VR and the... I mean, again, they're going to basically use VRs of avatars of very attractive women. They won't need to put on makeup. They're already seeing this with the VR scene, with the VTuber scene. Like, those girls don't even have to fucking look pretty. They can literally just climb out of bed, put on a little anime avatar, and there they go. Oh, yeah. Look, it's so-and-so-chan. Look how pretty she looks today, because she looks as pretty as the fucking person that designed her. And that's what's going to happen with these girls that are already obsessed with The Sims, by the way. You have no idea how many girls are obsessed with the fucking Sims. And then all they got to do is just go in there, oh, I'll design my avatar like I would design my Sim. And then after they're doing that, they can take their little VR avatar to shows. Like, oh, let's go to the concert. Oh, you're so hot. And meanwhile, the guy that she's talking to is probably some guy she wouldn't even be interested in. Even though she's a person that the guy himself would be interested in. But they look so hot and having VR avatars that who cares, right? So they're having sex and all that VR style and they're having, but they're both big fat people or not really attractive people in general. And they don't have to look good or care what they look like because, I mean, that's what we're getting into. We're literally going to go into that fucking kind of world.
Seems like the realm of trans trying to trick. Straight guy.
Well, that's already we've already had an old man, a 50-year-old Japanese man that used a filter to trick a bunch of people into thinking it was this beautiful Asian woman. No, they used his actual picture, like his actual face. Yeah, and it worked. He had all kinds of followers, and he's like, no, I'm actually just a 50-year-old Asian man. And they showed the picture, and they're like, oh my god, I can't believe we fell for that. But then you have these third world countries, man. Third world countries, DP, where they have, and I've seen it, and I have gagged, these women that are not attractive at all. And they're basically using filters on their face and body to make themselves appear like beautiful, attractive Asian women. But they're not. It's all a fucking filter. And they've been tricking men for years and years and years. Well, no, not for years. For just the past year because of this technology. But they're in a shitty third world country. And the only reason why, like, it works is because, again, they don't see the real woman who looks fucking hideous. They see the avatar. Oh, she's so beautiful. Of course, because it's a filter, you idiot. It's like fake up gone to the next level. So what's gonna happen? Well, guys are either gonna go for this fake up VR avatar shit, or they're gonna create their own little waifus. Is already happening, like I said, with the guys creating the women. And basically you'll be able to buy those in packs and for your little AI program that you're gonna have hooked onto your headset. And you're like, oh, okay, I've got this AI, and I'm just gonna download this model like I did for Jill with Resident Evil 3. That shit was amazing. Because basically, what I did is I downloaded a whole Resident Evil Amazon model. Basically made Jill look buff and everything. But then after that, I changed her hair, and I changed her makeup. And not only did it use it in the game, it used it in all the cutscenes. So I'm seeing my character all over the whole game. It's not Jill as they designed. It's Jill as I downloaded with all the little mod features and everything. Yeah. She's talking. She's doing everything. You see the blood on her and all. Like, it's my Jill running through that game. Yeah. And that was fucking awesome to me.
Oh, I bet.
Because, I mean, even in the ending cutscene, Carlos is in the helicopter. I just spoiled the game. But Carlos is in the helicopter, and there she is, my buff version of Jill. Like, she's all wore out from fucking doing all this crazy shit. And I'm like, and it actually makes sense, because you're like, Jill, you can actually beat Nemesis now. You know, you're not built like a twig anymore. You can actually, you know, and there's this one scene where she has this giant fucking railgun that no way she could pick up in real, like, no way could a skinny woman like that. But because my Jill is this Amazon body, she can actually pick it up, and it looks believable. Because this gun is about the size of that bed. And, oh yeah, dude, it is. It made the game so much more fun to me. I beat it in 6 hours, but it was so much more fun to me like that. And that's what I'm saying. If you can take a model and make her that believable and make all the mouth movements, everything add up, then you can do it in VR. I mean, that's literally what we're looking at, man.
Well, I can see that, but I don't see...
That's the future. I do see...
strictly doing it. Just have their own girlfriend.
Well, now, I see a lot of people.
Here's what I see. I see a group of people like that are building it because they don't want to interact.
Right,
or
right.
Or they don't know how to interact.
Right.
There's people that make them just... like a blow-up doll for their own pleasure.
Right, right, right. That'll happen, too.
Oh, well, it's a Friday, and
that'll happen, too. That will happen, too.
Then you're going to have the people that still want to interact.
Well, yeah. You're going to have...
that middle group's going to be going both sides. It's going to...
Well, yeah, you're
going to
have that. You're going to have...
they're going to be wanting to...
you're
going to
have people that double dip. But I'm just saying there is definitely going to be a larger community of guys. It's not... yeah, I mean, you're right about the three groups. There will be some guys that double dip, and then there will be some guys that just single dip either way or the other. And same thing with women, because there will be women that are like that, too. However, we're just acknowledging that, yeah, that bottom group is going to exist, and even that middle group is still going to exist.
I'd just like to interact with people in person. And, I mean, I don't mind interacting with them on the internet.
Like, you're going to,
more meaningful in person. People,
I guess,
enjoy doing that.
I guess, but when you're in the room with somebody, like, when you're in the room with somebody, like, when it feels like you're in the room with somebody, that's going to signal your brain the same thing. As long as it looks realistic enough. If it doesn't look realistic enough, you're not going to buy it. But when we get to a higher gen of VR to where we can have, you know, the kind of level of graphics to where it looks very realistic, you'd sit on the couch and so-and-so is right there, that's kind of the difference. That's going to be the thing. Because basically, there's already an anime filter that this thought used. She basically took fat implants. She was fat, so she took all these fat injections, and she put them into her breasts to make them really large, and she put them into her buttocks to make her thighs and buttocks really large, so she looks like she has a Mewtwo body or a fucking super hourglass shape. She has a really skinny waist, though. So basically, she has anime tits in real life. But what she did is she took a filter that Snapchat created, which is an anime face. So it basically gives her an anime face that emotes. The mouth moves, the eyes, you know, everything moves with your face. But it's got her body on it. So she was basically saying, oh, your waifu's not real? Oh, well, look at me, you know, and they're basically showing that, you know, hey, I have waifu tits and everything. But that's going to happen, too, because a lot of these girls are trying to, and successfully, I might add, because I've been looking at the weebs in the comment section there, successfully trying to appeal to the 2D girl thing. There were two guys that said Uncanny Valley. It was too much for them. However, a lot of weebs were like, oh, this is fucking great. Because she's already got, like, real-life anime titties, but she has an anime face now. So, again, this is only the beginning of this new augmented reality tech where we're going to be... Why in the hell is the Christmas music playing again? I don't know. Anyway, this is only the beginning of this tech, and it's gonna go up from here. And I don't know about the whole Chris Chan situation, but, you know... I just want to see the guy get help, and I can only imagine what would have gone further if we'd gotten into VR level, and trolls started trolling this Chris Chan character up until his damn 50s with damn VR girl. Look at me, I'm a VR girl, you know, because they're going to do that, because men can, and as Black Mirror made an episode, I haven't watched it, but I've heard about it, where basically... a gay man would pretend to be a woman and have sex with men through there. It'll happen. I'm sorry. It'll happen. That's why you gotta be real. I mean, trannies will do it. Trannies, you'll be like, oh, well, I can be this hot, beautiful woman. And some guys are actually into the FUTA. So it is what it is at this point. It's fucking pure degeneracy. You know, I'm trying to imitate Drexel there. It's like, but... it's nuts. So, yeah, that's probably the end of this one because, you know, we didn't even get any articles. I guess I'll cover those tomorrow or something since I don't have any interviews planned.
We covered a wild topic.
Yeah, we covered a pretty wild topic. I thank you guys for hanging out with us. And I'm going to do the hentai thing by myself because DP has to leave. I hope you guys enjoy that. I'm kind of got some major heartburn pain going on right now, but I'm dealing with it. It's just a mix of, I don't know, sinuses, changing weather. It sucks, but, you know, it is what it is. And the show must go on, so I'm going to do that. And by the way, let's go ahead and talk about our sponsor, since we are talking about VR tech and all that, and how certain devices may interact with that. We have to talk about our spinning robot pussy. You can get your own spinning robot pussy at www.spinningrobotpussy.com, and maybe that'll work with this VR tech, you know. Guys might like that as much as these girls like their Sibians. So check that out. But, and one more thing. We want to help Ken out. So go support Ken at his GoFundMe. I believe it is GoFundMe.com/supportKen. So go ahead and check that out. Let me go see actually where he's at right now as far as how much money he has raised. Let me check this real quick, like, if my browser wants to even open at all. Some odd reason it's being a little slow, again, because of the weather here. Let's see. Hold on. Support. Right here. Yep, it's GoFundMe.com/F/supportKen. Yeah, he's right now at $6,675. He needs $10,000, guys. So, you know, get up there and see if you can donate some more money. I'm going to give him a little bit more when I get paid again. He seems to have been getting a little bit. He's doing well. You know, people are donating the best they have. I'm seeing there's 99 donations. We have... Let's see here. I'm trying to see how many more days. I don't even know. I don't know how many more days he has. It doesn't seem to say. But 97 donors, 97 followers. And it's been good. There's a lot of people that are donating. I like these comments. People are very, very happy to support. They're saying fuck these fatty caddies, squishy caddy, whatever the fuck her name is. Squishy cat's the one that's causing all the drama and shit. And they even tried to attack me. I didn't respond because, you know, RG says do not respond. You know, just do not engage. Alright, so anyway, guys, I think this will be the Grim Lord and Dead Penetration. We appreciate you hanging out with us on this really degenerate topic.
Oh, yeah.
And we hope you guys will continue to check out our future videos. Oh, and by the way, one more thing. I want to appreciate you guys for checking out my Southeast Asian waifu rebuttal video. I will be reading the Thai bar comments. Or the Thai bar commandments, rather. That will happen. I will read them slow. I will read them audibly. And I will make sure that people understand. Because, again, Sandman was telling people to, oh, yeah, go get your Asian waifu. But don't marry them, pump and dump. What do you think's going to happen when you go there? What do you think those women are there for? They're there to find a fucking husband because they live in fucking squalor and they want somebody with resources. And they want a divorce rape. You take their money, marry some hot Asian guy with hard body. Like, come on now. There's still fucking prejudice over there. And I really thank you guys. That's actually my top video. Holy crap, we're about to hit 300 views on that. And a lot of likes. one dislike, but, you know, you can't please everybody. And I want to thank you guys for the video I'm about to do the sequel to, which is the How to Live a Healthy Anti-Lifestyle Coomer Corner. Yes, I will be doing a sequel to that in just a few minutes, so if you're live, you'll get to hear that. And, I was really surprised. I didn't think I was going to get any hits. I saw 40 hits on there so far, 45 hits and 5 likes. That's great, guys. I'm glad you appreciate the content, so I'm going to continue to do it. And if you guys want me to do regular visual novels, I can do those too. So just let me know, and we'll see what we can do. And I'm going to open up a Patreon and revitalize my Subscribestar so that I can do more of these, and you guys can get access to the new Coomer Corner episodes before they air on MGTOW.TV. So check that out. Anyway, this will be the Grim Lord and Dead Penetration one last time, and we are out.
Later.
Enjoy the decline.